Welcome back to the program. My guest is Centerville Town Council member Karen Pipes. She is joining us on the road. Usually we have her in studio, but hey, work calls, Karen, and there's you got to get the payday.
That's right. Day job calls.
That's right. Well, I want to talk to you as you're making your travels, if that's okay, about Centerville, which is really gearing up this summer and have been since really in the spring at trying to put events together that invite not just its own community, but also others to come in. They're part of the Wayne County Weekends, the fourth weekend. We haven't actually talked to you since the first event in June. How did it go?
Oh, my gosh. It was so awesome. I'll just describe my personal experience. We live about, I don't know, a half mile walk from the park. And, you know, in June, for it to have been 78, 80, and, you know, not brutally hot, my husband and I were able to walk down to the flea market, farm market that that Kyle and Mindy Turner had set up on their property on Water Street. And there were vendors and antique people, and Johnson Farms was there.
Yeah.
We got to buy some meat for the week. If you haven't had their products, they were wonderful, and it was just such a wonderful change to be able to walk down, enjoy the event, buy some food, see some friends, and there was a whole different group of people we saw down there at the flea market part, and then we returned back that evening for the band and the beer tent. Had some great barbecue down there, and it was just awesome. Whole nother group of people, and the best line that I heard from Kyle Turner after was, you know, about 5:45, he was starting to sweat. You know, nobody's coming, we don't have a lot going on. But once the music started, he said people came with their chairs out of nowhere. And we pulled in about 7:15, Phil, and turned onto Morton Avenue, just past the church. The playground was full of kids. The seating pad in front of the band shell was full of people sitting in chairs. The beer tent was robust and bustling, and everybody was just having a great time. It was just awesome.
Karen Pipes is joining us. She's on Centerville Town Council, also helping with a Main Street initiative, trying to get Centerville's designation as other communities around Wayne County have gone and sought after that. Okay, so let me tell you my experience. We have been doing these Wayne County Chamber of Commerce weekends and celebrate and have a good time. So far, Centerville has knocked it out of the park. I mean, I don't know that people realize that was the sort of the week of the fair, too. And so to have that kind of response, it's got to be exciting, because in another week or two, on the 22nd, we've got another Centerville a weekend planned.
We do. And, you know, I encourage people to come out. It's going to be a different band. I know that Kyle is shaking up what beer vendors. We've got local craft brewers and wineries coming in, so it's not always the same one every time. So it's just, you know, a little bit of Wayne County tasting it in Centerville. And, you know, the vendors that were there were new. They're not ones that you see everywhere, and that was refreshing. You know, Centerville's not big, so you could easily park and walk and just really enjoy the day. And I know Sheba's was bustling.
Yeah.
You know, you always have that fear that if you've got, you know, things that offset a restaurant or a business, but, you know, Uptown was bustling as well. And it just, come enjoy Centerville on the 22nd. We can't wait to see you.
That's right. Warm Clothes presenting the Twin Sons in concert. They're from Cincinnati, Ohio, guitar vocal duo. That's from 6 to 9. And, of course, the beer garden and stuff get underway. And there's also earlier in the afternoon, Archway Artist. You can warm up the warm-up show in the park featuring some various local musicians will be happening from 3 to 5 as well. Karen Pipes joining us here. The sponsors of that, Johnson Family Farms, First Bank, Turner Insurance, American House, Antique Mall, Main Source Bank, and Warm Glow. So if you want more information, you can call 914-4228 and get more information about how you can participate in this event. Because it's not just for Centerville residents. That's for certain.
No. Come and enjoy our town. We want everybody to come.
Karen Pipes, our guest, joining us on the road. Safe travels. We look forward to seeing you next weekend on the 22nd for another Centerville Community Fest. These are happening. They'll do another one as they get into August as well. So it's just a lot of fun. Thanks for being on the show and keeping us informed of what's happening in Centerville. Appreciate it.
You bet, Phil. Thank you so much for the time.
Welcome back to the program. My guest in studio, and I want to make sure I do the proper introductions here. We're with some folks from Omen USA. First, we want to introduce the CEO, Ronan Yoeli, and also Dror DePorto. How'd I do on the names, gentlemen?
Fine.
Okay, all right. What's interesting is that Omen USA is a new investment into Wayne County. They're taking over or took over the SYNRAM plant, the former SYNRAM plant. So first, welcome to the community. I'm sure a lot of people are excited about having Omen here. And thanks for being a part of the show this morning.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. Now, Dror is the plant manager. I'm going to start with you. Can you explain to us what Omen USA does?
So we're actually a high-pressure die-casting plant. Okay, we are actually based out of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
We have three manufacturing facilities, the one in Israel, the other one would be in Portugal, and now we're establishing our third manufacturing facility here in the U.S., and that's here in Richmond.
Right.
We produce aluminum parts for the automotive industry, mainly.
Mm-hmm.
We've been supplying to the U.S. for more than 20 years now, but this is actually the first time that we'll have an actual manufacturing plant here in the U.S., and this is very exciting for us.
Well, I think it is. That kind of investment, Roran, when we have companies that talk about investing into Wayne County, usually they're coming from some other plant in the United States. But this is really the first United States plant for Omen. Why? Why was Richmond and Wayne County lucky enough to be able to land this account, this client?
First, why USA? Because as Dror said, in the last 20 years, we've been supplied a lot of components to the States. We have a huge net of customers here in the States. But in the last couple of years, the demand to produce local came to the table, and it was necessary to take decision. If we would like to grow with this market, we need to be here. And this is why we took decision that we need to produce also here, not just in Israel and Portugal, also in the States, and to serve the market, the local market here in the States. The next question was where to locate the company. After we checked several alternatives, we took a decision that Indiana first, and later on this county is the best place to locate our facility, following the fact that most of our customer nets are not far away from here,
right,
and it will be much easier to serve them from here. The skilled people here, the welcoming atmosphere here, everything together, helped us to take decision to be here at the end of the day, and we are very happy from this.
Yeah.
And following, let's say, so far we are here more than 1 year, and we are very happy from this decision so far.
Well, it takes a lot to put a plant together. How soon before products will start being made and shipped out of here?
So actually, we're now installing a lot of equipment. We're doing, it's a huge investment, to say the least. We are now at the stage that we are actually manufacturing samples to our clients. They need to be approved. It's a kind of a approved process, a kind of a long process that has to go with the automotive industry standards. Once we get approved, we can actually start serial manufacturing by first thing next year.
Okay. All right.
And this is our plan. We're looking into very large programs, automotive programs for new vehicles and new platforms.
Mm-hmm.
And this is very exciting.
Leslie Jacob is here as well. I described you as HR goddess. Was that okay? I'm not sure if that was.
But yeah, I'm not real sure what to say about that.
Well, but
yeah.
You've been wearing a lot of hats and have been sort of the face for Omen USA for a while now as we got things going. How is the labor market? How are you finding folks? Do we need folks? How do people also apply? It's a lot of questions there.
Yeah, that is a lot of questions. Thanks, Phil. People can apply by emailing me.
Okay.
It's ljacob@omencg.com.
All right.
And we are looking for several folks. I just always ask that people just go ahead and send their resumes in.
Mm-hmm.
We will look at them and keep them on file. They're more than welcome to check in as they right. they see fit, and I do make notes on resumes for that. And the market is pretty good. It's challenging like everywhere sure. else, but we're getting through it.
Yeah, but and I think that when we heard about Omen USA coming here and also Blue Buffalo, some other projects that are happening, some business expansion. A lot of community leaders said, boy, we've got to have the qualified workforce. So your investment is helping us also improve our workforce because we need it. And people just can't sit on the sidelines and think that there's a job waiting for them without the education and having the knowledge and skills. So that's actually helping us, not just sort of the other business side of having an organization here. We're talking about Omen USA, high-pressure die casting. They're located at 1600 Rich Road, former Sinram plant. Okay, so I have some fun questions that I'd like to ask. So where has been a favorite place to go eat? What has been, have you done any tourist stuff? I mean, what are some things that are good about Richmond? What do you like?
Doe is the local guy.
To be honest, we find a lot of good things in Richmond.
All right.
I'd like to mention the very supportive community.
Yeah.
We get a lot of support from all over. People are coming, visiting us, saying how they are happy to have such a plant coming into the county and to Richmond. A lot of neat restaurants.
Yeah, well, okay, that's what we want to know, Drawer. Give me some restaurants.
We know Italian restaurants.
Okay.
The Richmond Inn. We know the Kitchen at the Loft.
All right. Now we're talking. We're talking. Okay, these are great. We like to highlight some of our local restaurants, too, but it's always different. It's always good to have some outside experience in how the community looks.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We love your restaurants. Yeah. But we love the atmosphere.
Sure.
We love the location. And we thank everybody for the kind support that they're giving us.
And I would like to mention that we would like to thank especially Valerie and that support us all the way so far since the time that we came first time to see buildings here. It was 2 years ago. And also Dave Snow, the Mayor, support us very much. So we will be happy to continue working with them and to develop the company and bring more people, more activity, and more business.
We're lucky to have those assets. I think the EDC has been doing some great work, and your experience was very positive. That's great. That's fantastic.
Yes.
Okay, all right. Thank you for, again, taking some time to come out to the studios and join us. Drawer DePorto is the plant manager. Ron Ueli is the CEO of Omen USA. So when you get to come into town, how long do you get to stay?
Normally, I'm coming every month for 1 week.
Okay.
But Drawer is staying here.
Yeah, you're here full time, so you're stuck with us.
I
don't know if you know it or not, but
that's
you're stuck with Leslie.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We enjoy
working. Together, and we hope to do great things to the community.
Absolutely. Very good. Well, safe travels on your way back, and thanks for being a part of the show.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for having us this morning.
Thank you.